Today is the day we have all been waiting for. It is lesson 38 of Maseches Chulin. One more Mishnah to go and we finish Maseches Chulin. So it is also lesson number 1 in Maseches Bechoros. I will finish with this last Mishnah, Maseches Chulin, and then Rabbi Abramowitz will continue with lesson number 1 and the first Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Bechoros. So the Mishnah says, Lo yitol odom eimal habonim afilu l'taher es hametzora. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan trumps, overrides the any mitzvah which you think you can do with this bird. So, since the Torah tells us that the Mitzora, as part of his healing process, must bring two live tziporim, as the Posuk says in Chumash Vayikra, Perek Yudalet Posuk Dalet Vetzivo HaKoyen V'lokach Lamitaher Shtei Tziporim Chayos, two living birds. So suppose a person wants to travel walking in the woods, no, he sees his pigeons in a nest, and he would like to take the mother pigeon for himself and use that as one of the shtei tziporim that he needs to purify himself from his tzaraas. So the Torah tells us no. Even for the purposes of a mitzvah, you can't take the mother. Lo yitol adam eimal abonim afil l'tahes hametzora. Then the Mishnah concludes with this grand conclusion. Uma im mitzvah kalo. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is an easy mitzvah. You send away the mother. All right, the mother, how much can a mother bird or a pigeon cost? The Mara estimates it's worth an iser, 1/24 of a dinar. So it's a mitzvah kala, it's an easily affordable mitzvah. Umay mitzvah kala shehi ki isor. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, which only can cost you an isor. So there's a small monetary loss involved. Omro Torah. The Torah promised, you do this mitzvah l'man yitavloch v'harachto yomim. And the Gemara says, l'man yitavloch means it should be good for you, it will be good for you in the world to come. L'olom shekulo tov. And you will have long days, the Gemara says, l'olom shekulo oroch, in a world where the days are infinitely long. So that's the tremendous reward for this easy-to-perform, inexpensive mitzvah. How much more will be the reward for mitzvahs which are cumbersome, difficult, involve great expense? The person is mekayim them. He will earn great, great socha, great, great reward in this world, in the world to come. Yitz Hashem, may all of us who study together Maseches Chulin be privileged, which cost a lot of time, maybe not so much money, and took a lot of mental effort and sometimes physical effort. Yitz Hashem, we'll be rewarded, as the Pasuk says for Shluach HaKan, we'll be rewarded l'man yitavloch v'harachto yomim. And so, Salik Maseches Chulin. We have finished Maseches Chulin, and we turn our attention next to the first Mishnah of Maseches Brachos.
Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning Maseches Bechoros, and we will be doing the first Mishnah in the first Perek. Now, Bechoros deals with the laws regarding firstborns, both of animals and of men. And the first chapter deals specifically with the Peter Chamor, the obligation to redeem a firstborn donkey with a sheep. And this is a special law that only applies to donkeys from all of the non-kosher animals, and we're going to get right into it, and we'll learn more about it as we go along. So the first Mishnah tells us, Halokeach uber chamoro shel nochri. If somebody buys the fetal donkey of a non-Jew, or one who sells the non-Jew the fetal donkey, even though one is not permitted to do such a thing, and one whose partners with him in owning this donkey to be born, and one who receives it from him, or one who entrusts it to him, Pater min habachorah. In all of these cases, he does not have to fulfill the mitzvah of redeeming it with a sheep. Shinemar, because the Torah tells us, be Yisroel. So the Pasuk talking about this obligation says, among Israel. Aval lo ba'acherim. So therefore, this is a law that only applies to Jews. It does not apply to non-Jews. Kohanim v'Leviim, and when it comes to Kohanim and Leviim, Paturin mikal v'chomer. They are exempt from this obligation because of a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Im patru shel Yisrael b'midbar, if they exempted the Jews in the desert, dinhu sheyiftru shel atzman, then it only makes sense that they should exempt themselves. So let's take a look and see some of what the Bart Neuro has to say on this Mishnah. Kalokeach uber chamaro shel nachri, if someone's buying the fetal donkey of a non-Jew. Keshehu b'me'eimo u'bechorhu. So we're talking about an unborn donkey in its mother's womb, and it is going to be, when it comes out, a firstborn. So this is a donkey that has not previously given birth. Afal pisha ena rishoy, or if he sells the fetal donkey to the non-Jew, even though he's not permitted to do it. Why is this not permitted? Limkor l'nachri behemagasa. We're not allowed to sell non-Jews large animals, beasts of burden. Mimnei shenasis bal malacha b'shabbos, because they'll do work with them on Shabbos. Vamishtatef lo, and one who is partners with him. Afilo chelak ha'nachri mesuim v'yadua, kagon yado o raglo shabachor. Even if the non-Jew owns a certain identifiable part, he owns a specific piece of this donkey, o shel imo, or of its mother, calls manchim yachatchik mimenu oso ever tishar habahema balas mum. Any time that what the non-Jew owns was removed, if it was cut off, here, take your part, then what remains would be a bal mum, it would be unfit. Hareza shutfus nachri upater. This is what's considered partnership with the non-Jew, and therefore the animal is exempt from this mitzvah. Vahamakabo mimenu, one who receives the animal from the non-Jew. Shachamor shel nachri, the mother donkey belongs to the non-Jew. V'Yisrael mikabla, and the Jew receives it. Umatatfuba kadeshiu chokin bevlados. And he takes care of the mother with the understanding that they would then have joint ownership in the offspring. So the young donkey belongs jointly to both the Jew and the non-Jew. Aval gufa behema shel nachri. But the body of the animal, the mother, belongs to the non-Jew. Pater min habechora would be exempt from the law of the firstborn donkey. Also uber shekana min hanachri, that offspring that he bought from the non-Jew, o shemachar hu lanachri, or that he sold to the non-Jew, eno kadosh, is not considered holy. Ho v'yesh lanachri chelek bo, o b'imo, because the non-Jew has a share in it or in the mother. Shenemar, and this is because the Torah tells us, hikdashti li kol b'chor b'Yisrael. God says, I have sanctified for myself all firstborns in Israel. V'lo b'nachri. So again, we see that this is a law that only applies to Jews and not to non-Jews. Im patru es shel Yisrael b'midbar, and if the Kohanim and Leviim exempted the Jews in the desert, and Bartner starts by explaining that they didn't exempt the Jews' animals. We're going to skip a couple of lines. Halaviim hivkiu kedushas b'chori Yisrael b'midbar. So the Leviim exempted the sanctified status of the Yisraelim, of the regular rank and file Jews in the wilderness. Kedichsiv, as the Torah tells us, kachas halaviim, says take the Leviim, tachas kol b'chor, in lieu of every firstborn. Vim hivkia kedushas halaviim es kedushasan shel Yisrael. And if the Levites were able to exempt the holiness of the Israelites, dinhu shetakhia es shel atzman, then it goes without saying that they exempted the firstborn status of themselves. Umacha shalamanu shahuvka kedushas b'chor ma'atzman shel Leviim. So once we know that the Leviim were able to discharge this obligation of firstborn kedusha on themselves, then we learn an analogy of exempting oneself and exempting one's donkey. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, Ach poda tifte es bechor ha'adam v'es bechor ha'behema ha'temeya tifte. Because in one verse it talks about redeeming people and redeeming the non-kosher animals, which in this case refers specifically to the donkeys. So anything that has a law of firstborn for humans also has a law of firstborns for the non-kosher animals, meaning the donkeys. And whoever does not have a law of firstborn for a human also does not have a law of firstborn for donkeys. But when it comes to kosher animals, the firstborn animal of a Kohen or a Levi is not exempt, as we will see later on. So because the Pasuk compares the law of the firstborn of a human to the law of the firstborn of a donkey, we see that whoever is not obligated in the firstborn redemption is not obligated in the donkey redemption. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yesh Beis and Gimel.